If you'd like to get in contact with us directly at the track, you can email us on vectisspeedway@gmail.com. That's vectisspeedway@gmail.com.
The tapes are up. Yes, looks like a clean start. Looks like a very good start for Ben Wilson as they come round. There's a rider in red, Ben Wilson, in third. It was Nathan Greaves. I think he's still in second. Very exciting, this last race.
So as they start the final lap, it is Ben Wilson in first place for the White Lick Warriors. Zach Wojtek in second place.
Oh, Nathan.
Nathan Greaves in third place. And Zach Wojtek takes the lead of the heat on the back straight. And as they come through, it is going to be Zach Wojtek for the Swindon Sprockets taking the win of heat number 15.
For the second week running, the Warriors were beaten in a nail-biting last race decider as they come up just short in a highly entertaining National Trophy Speedway encounter at the Andrew Uni Smallbridge Stadium. Warriors went into the meeting with a full side, welcoming back Tyler Govia and Rick Mullins from injury, and had high hopes of picking up their first win of the season. Those hopes almost instantly evaporated as Govia fell on the first bend of Heat 1 and aggravated a shoulder problem that had previously troubled him. He was withdrawn from the meeting on medical advice, and Warriors faced another uphill struggle, adding unwanted pressure to their inexperienced reserves. Yet again, the Warriors' top four could not be faulted, and it was big-hitting Ben Wilson and Nathan Greaves who brought the crowd to their feet when registering a 5-1 heat advantage in Heat 13, putting the home side within four of the visitors. Chris Woodman then pounced to win Heat 14. With Warriors' hopes high, Wilson and Greaves were nominated to come to the tapes in Heat 15. Swindon named the classy Whitnicht and skipper Richings to defend a four-point lead. The tension in the stadium was palpable, and as the tapes rose, it was both the home riders who sprang out the gate. Their lead was to last for two laps until young Whitnicht produced an outstanding final two laps of Speedway to manoeuvre his way to the front and hold on to win. So Warriors continue to look for a victory, a fact not lost on Chris Whitman, who said after the meeting, "Heat 13 was brilliant by Ben and Nath, and I knew I had to take full responsibility for keeping us in the meeting by winning Heat 14. My first turn was okay, and I was able to generate good speed to pass Alfie Botel on the inside as we entered turn 3. Whilst he did come back at me, it was good to have clean air up front rather than be peppered in shale dust. It's just a pity the boys couldn't peg Zach in 15. As the season has gone on, I'm feeling better and better, and all the lads are sure that the elusive win is just around the corner. Warriors now have a week to regroup with the next action at the Andrew Uni Smallbridge Stadium on Thursday 11th of May at 7 o'clock, when Lakeside Hammers are the visitors in the first National League fixture of the season.
Will Humpty get the commentary right? Will Shania get the scores right? Will Humpty manage to get a Warriors Mighty Burger from the Warriors Retreat Burger Bar at the interval? Join us soon to find out. You're listening to Vectis Radio's Speedway Special.
This is a press release from Monday this week. You may have read today's news that Nathan Greaves will join Ipswich Witches in the Championship. The Witches, of course, also race on a Thursday. You may recall that last season a similar thing happened by signing Joe Jacobs. Although there was an agreement with Joe in place to allow him to leave, as he wanted only to do Premier and Elite League at the time and came to help us out. While of course we wish Nathan all the very best, it is not without a lot of pain, and it really bothers me that the Warriors as a club and the National League as a league can be treated like this. No contact or consideration was made to the Warriors by Ipswich management. They of course contacted Wolverhampton, who owned Nathan's contract, but no one has spoken to Martin Widman or I about Nathan's move other than Jackie and Nathan himself. I ask, is the strengthening of Ipswich or covering for an injured rider any more important than our team? Fans, sponsors, riders, management, community? No, it's not in my view. But these are the rules and we work within them. No say, no priorities, no redress. We can use a guest facility if we keep Nathan in our 1-7. But of course, we want a complete team and we will have to rebuild our team. And even if the team we come out with will be much stronger, it still does not change my view. It's a shame that this is permitted without any support for the club that is deprived of a value interpersonal team member who has just began to find himself. I am very sorry for us all and now work overtime to build our team again. But when you work every hour you possibly can to make the Warriors the best experience it can be, it really hurts you having no say. So there you go. It's a bit of a broadside there, a bit of a shock statement there. Nathan was a much valued member of the Warriors, but onward and upward, I'm sure we'll rebuild our team and we'll be much stronger for it.
You're listening to Vectis Radio Speedway Special. Join us for live action at the Andrew Uni Stadium between the White Link Warriors and the Lakeside Hammers. Tapes up very soon.